It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you the preview show ahead of Bayern Munich's monumental Champions League showdown with Real Madrid. If you're not excited for this one, then you have zero pulse, because this is absolutely what every fan should be dreaming of when a season starts. You can't get much bigger than a matchup of Bayern Munich and Real Madrid at this stage of the season. I guess you could argue that if Man City was here, that because of the stature of that club under Pep Guardiola, maybe that would be a bigger matchup. But Real Madrid did the job in dispatching Pep and the squad last round in the quarterfinals. So here we are with Bayern Munich, Real Madrid. How excited are you? Because I get the feeling that there is this weird mix of excitement and anxiety all wrapped into one for a lot of people. I'm not anxious about this at all. I can't wait to watch it. I think this is going to be a dynamic game between two great teams. And yeah, if you are a Bayern Munich fan, you might sit back and say, how in the hell can you say this is a great Bayern Munich team? The talent has always been there. They have not always played well as a team. They have not always been coached well this season. But in recent weeks, things have come together for the Bavarians, and it has been special to watch. You're starting to see how this talent can work together on the pitch, how they come together as one unit, and how they're able to play on the biggest of stages and get good results, just like we saw them do against Arsenal. Now, am I guaranteeing any type of win against Real Madrid? No, I am not that stupid. This is Real Madrid. They have proven they find ways to win. In any circumstance, no matter what the deficit or what the odds are, Real Madrid, no matter what any of the haters say, has an absolute champion mentality. And that's something that you cannot account for at this time of year. And while I look at the two rosters and I can see the genuine quality that Real Madrid has, I look over at Bayern Munich and I say, that's just as good, if not better, talent-wise than Real Madrid. But Madrid does have that mystique. They have been there. They have done that. They have established themselves as the team in Europe that just knows how to get things done at this time of year, no matter who the opponent is, and no matter what they're facing or where they're playing a match. And yep, I'm expecting the Allianz Arena to be rocking on Tuesday. This should be a crazy atmosphere. It should be loud, boisterous. Fans should be yelling, chanting, singing, whatever, the entirety of that match. If not, it'll be a little bit of a disappointment. And if you want to talk about disappointments, as you know, I'm from Philadelphia, and you had probably heard or seen the comments from Joel Embiid about the New York Knicks fans taking over the Philadelphia 76ers home court. And obviously he was not happy about that. So what I'm hoping to see out of Bayern Munich is that the fans take the game over, that they make it so loud that Madrid can't think, that they can't function. The fans need to have an impact in this match, and I think they will. This is going to be a great one. Of course, when we get to the latter stages of the show, I'll give you my prediction, which might not make too many people happy, but there's a rhyme and a reason to how I see this all playing out. And of course, this first match will be a lot of feeling out for both squads. Despite the quality, despite the talent, I feel like both teams are going to be a little bit apprehensive to start this match. And actually starting the match is where we'll get going, because at his presser this morning, Thomas Tuchel addressed some of the injury situations. And if you checked out on the Bundesliga season, you know, a lot of people wouldn't blame you for that, but Bayern Munich did pick up a couple of significant injuries over the weekend. Of course, at this time of year, it's the worst thing that can happen, but Konrad Laimer, who had been playing so well, including in that match over the weekend when he had a tremendous run to set up Harry Kane for a tap-in goal. Well, not necessarily a tap-in, I guess, but Laimer did 99% of the work and Kane just had to finish the job. Laimer went down with an injury. Matthijs de Ligt went down with an injury. Dayo Upamecano went down late last week with an injury. So this is a banged-up squad, and of course we know that Leroy Sané is still battling wear and tear issues that he's accumulated over the course of the season. Jamal Musiala has a tendon issue that is bothering him and has kept him out of some recent practices. This is not the ideal situation for Thomas Tuchel by any means, but Bayern Munich has good depth. They have good quality, and these players are going to do everything they can to be healthy. I'll give you the quote that Tuchel issued at his press conference regarding the recent injuries. And it's not looking great for a couple of key players. As of now, I can't say it 100% when Tuchel was asked about the injuries to Laimer and De Ligt. They're still undergoing the final tests. I think things are looking better with Connie than with Matthijs and Upa. We have to wait a few more hours and for training. We'll see how training goes today. Connie will try it. It's maybe a bit too early for Matthijs and Upa, but we'll see. There will be some last-minute decisions also for Leroy and Jamal. We have to wait for training. So if you want to have a pessimistic outlook, you're looking at that and saying, wow, Bayern Munich could be without five key players for this match. And it's you're right to feel that way. Injury history being what it is at Bayern Munich, it would not be shocking if all five were unable to go. However, Tuchel, I feel like, was being a little bit coy with this statement. He obviously did not want to give Real Madrid too much of a clue as to what's going on because he wants to mess with their preparation as well. So he's not going to give the yes or no definite, you know, Matthijs de Ligt is out, because it does affect everything. That center back pairing between de Ligt and Dier has been so good since they've been matched up that it will affect how Madrid plans. It will definitely affect how Bayern Munich plans to attack this match. The injuries to Laimer and de Ligt were really unfortunate. For Upamecano, he had been struggling. There's no doubt about it. It's not a secret. He has not had a good second half of the season. This is the second consecutive season we've seen a drop-off in performance from Upamecano in the second half. But getting an injury last week effectively takes him out of the mix to help replace De Ligt. So when we get to the predicted lineup, it could be Kim Min-jae pairing up with Eric Dier. Kim Min-jae has been a solid pickup, but in my mind, I don't think he's been all that great this season. He's shown some moments of brilliance, but overall consistency-wise, I just don't think he's been all that good. So I know I'm in the minority in saying that, but I don't doubt that he could get the job done, but I haven't seen enough from him to say that he's going to be able to come out and put together a world-class performance at this stage of the season against such a quality opponent like Real Madrid. That will absolutely be one of the key factors for Bayern Munich heading into the match. But injuries aside, this is a Bayern Munich team that is absolutely playing at their best at the moment. And yes, while they're going through these Bundesliga matches that don't mean anything, and we saw Bayern kind of work their way through Eintracht Frankfurt over the weekend, it was not a thoroughly dominant performance, but it was also one that I did not feel like Bayern Munich was ever seriously threatened in. There were some good moments for Eintracht, but Bayern Munich, it was a business trip for them. They needed a business trip on their home field, I guess. But it was the kind of game that they knew they just had to take care of business, that they knew that they had to play against Eintracht, be consistent, get a good result, stay motivated, and keep the good momentum going. And they were able to do that, and they were able to do so against a good team. Eintracht is a quality side. They might not have the star power of Madrid or the history of Madrid, but they are certainly a good team. And it was a good tune-up for what Bayern Munich will face, because Eintracht is able to counter quickly, which you're going to see against Real Madrid when you have Vinicius and Rodrigo and several of the other players that Real Madrid can roll out at you in the attack. it's not going to be easy. You've got Jude Bellingham, who is, in many people's opinions, been the best player in the world this season. This is not going to be an easy task for Bayern Munich. This is a Real Madrid side that knows how to win. And that is the theme of this show. They just know how to get the job done. So how do you approach a team that always just seems to find a way? You have to put doubt in them. You have to make them feel like they can't overcome something. And that's going to be increasingly difficult against such a good veteran side like Real Madrid. So Bayern Munich has to be relentless. They have to press and attack, and their counters have to be quick and effective. This is not the kind of match where I think Bayern Munich wants to get caught up doing the infamous U-ball tactics that Tuchel had instilled earlier in the season, where Bayern Munich would just retain and maintain possession without really seriously trying to score. And even if Bayern is somehow able to get out to an early lead, it's not the time to pack it in. As much as Real Madrid can tack on a quick strike, I feel like you need to continue to attack. Now, what's the risk about coming out in such an aggressive manner and being relentless? Well, obviously, it is wearing yourself down. And what we can't see Bayern Munich do is get so amped up and so hyped up that if they get an early lead and that they work so hard to get to that point, that they just fizzle out and all of the air comes out of the balloon. That's what Bayern Munich needs to figure out. They need to find a way to maintain that type of energy throughout a match. And it's not easy. It's certainly not going to be easy against a team like Real Madrid that is so good with controlling the tempo and using their own quick counterattacks to put pressure on the opposition. This is going to be a real battle of wits between Thomas Tuchel and Carlo Ancelotti. I'm expecting a lot of fireworks in terms of fun and exciting play, but this could be one that after you have that initial feeling out period, that is going to turn into a boxing match, that the teams are going to exchange blows, that there's going to be a lot of counterpunching going on. This is absolutely a match where Bayern Munich is going to need to come out and establish control early, and it will be difficult. So Bayern Munich has its work cut out for it. Real Madrid, conversely, also has its work cut out for it, because they're going to not have to just deal with Bayern Munich on the pitch, but also a raucous stadium, which I am telling you, this has to be an environment that is absolutely crazy and nuts. And Real Madrid has to come off the field at halftime saying, what in the hell is going on out there? It's like a jungle. You hear nothing but noise, and there's that fear and anxiety of not knowing where the noise is coming from or what's causing the noise. Trust me, if I was walking through a jungle and I started to hear roaring and all that kind of stuff, I'd be a little bit uneasy. So that is how Real Madrid needs to feel at the end of the first half. And then they need to come back out and just hear it again and just hear the fans and hear the rowdiness. And I guess you're looking at me or you're listening to me and you're saying, well, you can tell that this guy is from Philadelphia. That's true. So yeah, that's what I'm expecting. I want the Allianz Arena rocking, and I want it to affect Real Madrid. And we know how hard that will be because this team has done it all. They have players who have seen it all, and it's going to be hard to knock them off their game, but the fans absolutely have to try because they truly will be the 12th man out there. They need to be the 12th man out there. They need to have an impact on the match. We're going to take a quick commercial break, so hang with us. We're going to get into a predicted lineup and a prediction on this match. The lineup is not going to be easy, so we will see how that goes. Obviously, Thomas Tuchel has some significant injuries to deal with. He's got some uncertainty there. I don't know. I mean, I'm seconds away from having to give this, and I'm still unsure how this is going to go. Hang with us. After this commercial break, you'll find out what we think will be the starting lineup for Bayern Munich against Real Madrid. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the preview show. This is Chuck Smith. Thank you for hanging in there through that commercial break. And as I said, now is the time to break down Bayern Munich's lineup. Man, it will not be easy. This is not an ideal scenario for anyone because of all of the injuries and all of the uncertainty. It's just a little bit crazy, to say the least. But let's get to it. Let's take a look at how we think, when factoring in all of these injuries, that Bayern Munich will line up. And of course, we know that players like Tarek Buchmann and Sacha Boué and Bounassar, they're all out. They are not even on the radar at this point. You could probably also say that about Brian Zaragoza, who can't buy his way onto the field. But that is a topic for another day. When it comes to the starting 11, Tuchel has some very, very interesting choices. One of them will not be at goalkeeper, as Manuel Neuer will undoubtedly get the call. These are the moments that Neuer lives for. This is why, if you're Bayern Munich, you have a player like Neuer on your squad. You need a goalkeeper who can absolutely control and dictate the pace of the match in terms of how his team plays. Bayern Munich is different. They are a different unit when Neuer is in between the sticks. And it's not a knock on anyone else that plays goalkeeper for Bayern Munich, but Neuer just allows the team to do so much more and play much more confidently because he's, quite frankly, just that good. At center back, this is where it gets really interesting. I think Matthijs de Ligt is maybe a little bit more injured than Tuchel is letting on. I hope not. I would love to see de Ligt and Dier together in this match. But based on the latest information and based on where we're at the moment, I can't trust at this point that de Ligt is going to be ready to go. And you know that's got to be killing the Dutchman. So where do you go from here? Well, you can also probably strike Dayo Upamecano off the list because he's also battling an injury and he also has just not been that good this season. So at least in the second half of the season. So it leaves you with Eric Dier and Kim Min-jae. And that's how I think Thomas Tuchel will line up for this one. I'm a little bit weary of this. I actually have more confidence in Dier at this point than I do Kim Min-jae because Dier has been better. He's been more consistent. Kim Min-jae has not been, well, he hasn't been that good. I stated that earlier, but it's not that he's not a good player. He's got good talent, and I think he's put in solid performances, but it just hasn't been what Bayern Munich needed. I don't think they're as stable of a unit when he's on the pitch. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's positioning. I don't know if there's communication issues in the back, but it just seems like there are always breakdowns one way or the other. And it could just be the product of the players around him hasn't been great either, but there are breakdowns seemingly all the time when Kim Min-jae is on the pitch. So it's not really an easy feeling for me to see Kim Min-jae out there in such a big match, but I think Tuchel is going to have to roll that way because I just don't believe De Ligt is going to be ready. It's a shame because De Ligt and Dier, I thought, had unlocked something with that back line that allowed them to be steady and consistent and really provide a good wall in front of Neuer. So unfortunately, we won't get to that. When we get to the outside back positions, again, you're in a very interesting scenario here. I'm going to say Joshua Kimmich is going to play right back because why wouldn't he? Kimmich has been really good. I suppose that you could see Kimmich shift back to the central midfield just based on the injury situation and the players that are available, but we'll have to wait and see with that one. I kind of feel like Tuchel's going to leave Kimmich where he is. I think he's got other options he can use in the midfield, and that's the way he will go. So, yeah. We will see Kimmich at right back. But when you get to left back, this is where it gets really interesting because Alphonso Davies has been very closely linked to Real Madrid for months now. So you would assume that right now Davies would be wanting to ramp up his performances and play well and impress his potentially new bosses. Well, it hasn't been that way. Davies has been a mess. He has looked distracted. In fact, against Eintracht, I want the kid to be good. I want to watch him play because when he's at his best, he is a lot of fun to watch. But if you look at him critically and you look at his growth pattern over the years, he just hasn't gotten any better as a player. He's never adapted his game to fix all of the issues that he has. And every young player has a lot of issues, but Davies, it's almost like a refusal to work on those things or to fix them. He's just remained the same. Other teams have figured out how to exploit him. And now it's almost that he looks apathetic at times out on the pitch. And I don't know what to do with him. I don't know what Tuchel's going to do with him. But what I can say is, given this matchup, I think Tuchel's going to use Nusar Mizrahi at left back over Davies, which I think is going to be a massive strike against Davies. As Real Madrid weighs whether they want to pay all of this money for a left back, again, this is not a glamour position. This is not a position where you need to go out and overpay for someone. They have good quality options on their team already and some out on loan. This is not a necessity for Real Madrid. They want Davies because he's got a great profile that he could potentially be someone who raises his level of play from being a very good player to an all-time great player because he's got that kind of ability. And maybe Real Madrid thinks that they can unlock that and get him there. But they're going to have to seriously look at the other gaps they have on their team, including at center back, and they're going to have to figure out whether it's worth more to have a left back, a position that's not of need, versus a center back where they're absolutely going to need some help in the future. So Davies not getting the start here, I think, is going to send a message to Real Madrid, and I don't know if it'll affect how they feel about him, but it's certainly going to open some eyes to the fact that maybe they need to take a closer look at him if he's not getting the call to play against them in the Champions League. So Mizrahi and Kimmich at right back and left, left back and right back respectively, that will make the defense Neuer, Dier, Kim Min-jae, Mizrahi, and Kimmich. In the midfield, again, interesting selections. It sounds like Laimer could be ready, and Tuchel has seemed to favor Laimer and what his characteristics are at this stage of the season. He's a relentless presser, ton of energy. He's aggressive. He has brought a new dynamic to that midfield, and he looks more comfortable now than he had previously this season operating in the central midfield. In the beginning of the year, he was a mess there. It was so bad that even when Thomas Tuchel wanted to bench Leon Goretzka, he had to bring him back in because Laimer just couldn't hack it in the central midfield, which was, to me, very surprising because at a minimum, I thought Laimer would be able to seamlessly fit in, and I didn't think he would be a starter, but I think he would be able to come in and be a solid player when called upon in the central midfield. So it was surprising to me to see him struggle like he did. And then when he had finally gotten into a really good groove where I thought he was playing some of the best football that I've seen him play, he gets injured at the biggest moment. So will Laimer be ready? I would say yes if I had to guess at this moment, but does Tuchel want to risk a somewhat injured player against Real Madrid? And what I will tell you is no, he does not want to do that. So how is he going to go? Well, a lot of you would probably point toward the youngster, Alexander Pavlovich, and say, Tuchel is absolutely going his way. Pavlovich has been great this season. He needs to use him. I don't think so. I don't think Tuchel's going to put the youngster in this spot. He's going to be giving up decades of experience to the opposition. When you look at Toni Kroos and Luka Modric and some of the other options, not to mention Bellingham, who has been fantastic. Even though Bellingham's a younger player, this is a lot to put on a youngster like Pavlovich when you're putting him in that spot. So I don't think he'll get the call. And I think what we will see in the central midfield is Leon Goretzka and Rafael Guerrero. I think Guerrero will play in a little bit more of an advanced position. I think we'll see Goretzka hanging back, providing some protection, maybe trying to send some balls over the top to the wingers like we had seen him do previously. I think that is the setup that Tuchel is going to favor for this match. I'm not 100% confident that I'm right in any of this because we don't know the full status of injuries for these players that we talked about. We don't know what Tuchel's leaning toward, and we've seen him completely flip the script out of nowhere to create new formations and new player combinations So who knows what Tuchel's thinking, but I think he likes Guerrero in the spot. I think he likes Goretzka playing that deeper role, providing some extra protection. And I think that this is the way he's going to go for the match. So central midfield, Rafael Guerrero and Leon Goretzka. So you get to the attack. Again, Jamal Musiala, Leroy Sané, both banged up. Serge Gnabry coming off of an injury. Kingsley Coman not available due to an injury. This is tough. I think when you look at things, you have to look at a couple of positions. You look at the 10, the attacking midfield spot, and I don't think that Jamal Musiala is going to be held out of this one. Even if Musiala is a little bit banged up, I think Tuchel's going to roll him out there, and we will see Musiala play at the 10 behind Harry Kane, who will undoubtedly be the striker in this scenario. When it gets to the wing positions, things get a little bit interesting, only in that you have Leroy Sané, Serge Gnabry, and if I'm telling you Musiala is playing the 10, theoretically you would have Matisse Tell and Thomas Muller playing as wings too. So where will Tuchel go in that scenario with those four players? I think it's pretty obvious. I think Sané is going to get the call at one wing because he has been held out. He's been rested. They've been working on him, getting him healthy. Tuchel has no choice. Sané is going to want to play. Tuchel's going to play him. At the other wing, it does finally come down to Gnabry, Tell, and Muller. I think if Muller was going to play, he would be at the 10, so that gives you an indication of where I'm leaning on this. I guess you could throw Choupo's name into the mix, but that's not happening. Same with Zaragoza. I just don't feel like Tuchel's rolling with either of those two players, especially Zaragoza, who is an afterthought at this point. Comes down to Tell and Gnabry. Tell, being the youngster that he has not always taken advantage of his starting spot selections. He's been much better off the bench, and I think that's where Tuchel sees his best role for this team at the moment. And if you've listened to Tuchel, he has already predicted that Serge Gnabry is going to come out and score against Real Madrid. So in my mind, that's telling me that Gnabry is going to get the start. So the starting 11, if I'm right, which I probably am not, but I'm trying to decipher things as Tuchel says them and look through the injuries and try and point out where things might fall. I don't know if I'm right. We'll see what happens, but here we go. Neuer, Dier, Kim Min-jae, that is the goalkeeper and center back unit. Then we have the outside backs, left back Mizrahi, right back Kimmich, central midfield Goretzka and Guerrero, and the attack, Kane, Musiala, Sané, and Gnabry. Is that enough, Bayern Munich fans, to get the job done and take down Real Madrid? We'll see. So what do I think? How is this match going to play out? As I said earlier in the show, this is going to be an instance where both teams are going to have to take some time and feel each other out. I think both teams have really good counterattacking ability. I think a lot of this is going to be determined by how Bayern Munich attempts to disrupt the controlled possession that Real Madrid is going to have. I think Madrid is going to make it a point to try and possess the ball, to try and limit Bayern's counter chances. And I think that's going to be the focal point. So how Bayern Munich applies pressure, how Real Madrid reacts to the raucous atmosphere, and how Madrid is able to prevent themselves from making unforced errors. That'll be the big thing. If Madrid is sloppy, if they are prone to mistakes, Bayern Munich, I think, will be able to take advantage of it. All of that said, Bayern Munich has a very tough task ahead of it. This is the biggest match that this team, this particular team, has faced. So when I say this particular team, I mean this squad, not Bayern Munich as a whole, obviously. But Tuchel's going to have to figure out a way to get his team headed in the right direction, consistent, energetic, and relentless. Relentless is the key. Bayern cannot let up. They cannot let all of the air out of their own balloon. So how will this play out? I'm predicting a 2-2 tie. And I know that sounds terrible, but it won't be such a bad result because it's going to give Bayern Munich the belief that they can do this. Real Madrid will feel pretty confident about heading home in a 2-2 draw, knowing that they just have to outscore Bayern Munich by one goal. We'll see how it goes. I think this is a resilient Real Madrid team, but I also think that this Bayern Munich team has something brewing inside of it. That level of resiliency that we haven't seen from them yet, I think it's about to come out. I think despite the fact that this will be a 2-2 draw, Bayern will feel really good about where they stand and how things look, just like they did in the Arsenal tie and how good everyone felt after that first match. I think that it will be a very similar vein. for Bayern Munich coming out of the first leg against Real Madrid. So 2-2 draw. We'll see if it plays out that way. We'll see if I got any of those lineups selections right. I mean, it's hard to say because Tuchel is so unpredictable, but here we are. So if you have not listened to our flagship program, please check that out because I Need No Name and Samarin did a really good job of breaking some things down in regards to this tie. Also, you could check out Samarin on the post-game show from Bayern's big win over Eintracht Frankfurt during the weekend. So there's a lot to listen to. We'll, of course, have a post-game show following the match, and then we will have our normal slate of preview for the Bundesliga, a weekend warm-up, and then so on and so on. The Bavarian Podcast Works train just keeps rolling. So we appreciate you listening, hanging with us, and love the interactions that you guys give. So keep dropping comments on Spotify. Come to BFW, drop some comments on the post. It's actually way easier for us to respond to those on BFW or even on social media. So you can get us at those two places if you have a lot of comments, but we do like to see those comments on Spotify as well. And, you know, it's always good to get your feedback on how we are doing. So you can always get me at the Barrel Block. You can get the site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get the podcast at Bavarian Podcast. You can get I Need No Name at BFWIN. And then you can get our tweetmeister, Tom Adams at TommyAdams71. You can get Siler at BFW Siler. You can get Marcus Iredal at Iredal Marcus. You can get all of our great podcasters and writers at BavarianFootballWorks.com. Check it out. We have got everything regarding the game, press conference coverage, all of the pregame stories. We'll have full match coverage. We've got it all. So get to BFW to get all of your Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid needs. We've got you covered. Hey, enjoy the match. Have a couple of beers on me. It's going to be a great one. We'll see you next time.